In the world of sales 2.0, you need to know what is the cutting edge. Today, we'll talk about it on Linking Into Sales.
Linking Into Sales is brought to you by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Get on the maps. Get on the maps. Get on the maps. Get on the maps.
Today's show is really for the business that has a brick and mortar location and the importance of understanding how Google Maps has changed. This is critical because if you're out there selling and you have a brick and mortar location and someone looks you up on the map and it looks like you're closed, or Google's aggregated a horse or dog or something on your page, which actually happened with Crabtree, so you know, and that it could be a negative impression for your business. So as if you have a physical address that would be relevant, Google's probably grabbed it and put it on the maps. And so what we want you to do today as a sales rep is check out your own business and see if it's a negative or positive reflection. So, Greg, you've used maps before. We'll go into Google, and then you either google.com/maps, or if you're signed into Google Plus Maps, the new maps is going to want you to sign up for Google Plus. Mm-hmm. So you'll find out, and then you start looking them up. So let me just show you. Here's one. We'll look up Crabtree right now. So they have good marketing in a good place, and at this moment, if we look them up and click reviews, we're in their maps. It looks like they service, it's a place for a building, children, horse, dog, and elevator.
Hmm.
So what's happened is they probably had a maps, and then when it upgraded, they lost some of the content, and now Google's pulling to try to get the data in, and this is all it's finding.
Right. That's interesting. I think what it is that, just by initially looking at this, if somebody has visited a location and they've shared a picture about that location and they've tagged that picture for that location, it's going to show up now in your places page.
Yes. And as a business, you want to make sure you've got your photos on there first.
Oh, yeah.
So that when the other people's photos come in,
yeah,
they'll show up as well.
Well, as a fun question here, yeah. I think the one thing that they should do, especially for Crabtree Valley Mall or just any business whatsoever, is to actually claim your company page.
Yes.
Claim that page and make sure you do that, as soon as possible. I think that you will need a Google Plus account.
Yep.
In order to do that.
Yep.
So definitely take a look at that.
So what you'll do is you'll look up on the maps, and I really want to be fair to the marketing. There's a good chance they had already claimed it, mm-hmm. and in the last upgrade, it got lost. Because we've proven some places have claimed their listings back from it, yeah. Moved from places to Google. Now it's Google Plus Local,
right?
And so now it's time to go back and check it again,
mm-hmm.
and also look for your reviews, because you could have bad reviews you haven't responded to and not even know about it here.
That's right.
So this is a really important thing, to go look up your business on the maps. Now, if you aren't on the maps, which is very rare for a business, and you have a physical address you want the world to know about,
mm-hmm.
you can still use the old google.com/places, and I'll show you that, just because it will allow it. And if you go there, it redirects to the new google.com/business/places/business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still redirect and you can sign up. This is important in several ways. One is it's what's going to be in the global mapping system to start with. Two, if you have a good interior and you can get the new Google professional photos, I call them the virtual tour that my friend Kramer Gallimer does, you want to pay to have that done so they can go inside. It's basically street view driven into the building.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only if the interior helps sell the value, you see,
right.
Like a restaurant or something like that. And then the other thing is when you're out working with businesses, you want to go and give reviews yourself.
Very true. And Google Places, to do those interior pictures, it does cost you.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And for some businesses, they may not exactly see the value in that.
Yep.
So therefore, taking pictures and sharing them yourself is equally as important, especially if you can't afford to hire the photographer to come in to do the interior shots. But keep that in mind that those interior shots are done by Google certified professional photographers. Now I've set up a company page for a local business here as well. And it is, I mean, it's a little, you know, it's a little frustrating, to actually get the page completely set up, because it takes some time to get things updated. Google goes out and verifies stuff and things like that. So you definitely, you know, want to take the time to get your company business page in place. And own it. There's going to be a lot more people use Google Maps to do search. I mean, they do use a couple other ones. MapQuest is kind of, you know, this becomes, unfortunately, probably not the best place to go to. But even on like on Apple phones, for example, less people are using Maps and Apple Maps, and they're using Google Maps instead. All those Android users out there, they're using Google Maps in order to find these businesses. And Google's operating system on their phones are getting way more advanced, so that way if someone does a voice recognition search, if you do a search for Discount Tire in Cary, for example, you're going to take and find, they're going to bring up the map location for you.
That's key. They're not going to be bringing up your website. They're going to be bringing up the Google Map system.
Correct.
That's the first impression to your customer. That's where it's going to be won or lost, right, if you haven't made the effort to claim this. Pretty important.
It is important, but also keep in mind that they're on a mobile phone. So they're going to want to bring up the map first. That's what they're expecting to bring up first, not the website. Chances are, if you're listening, your website probably isn't responsive, and it isn't ready for mobile. What you have to do next?
We'll have another show on that.
Right.
But here, we'll tell you the quick answer is your website mobile ready. If you look up your website and you have to take your fingers and spread them to read it, it's called mobile hostile.
Nice.
So here's the thing we want to tell you. Get out there and look up on Google Maps this, because this is what will be the first impression for many brick and mortar locations across the world on the iPad, the tablet, even the iPhone, where they're using Google Maps. And when they make that impression and they see no photos and maybe some bad reviews that you didn't even know was out there, this can be damaging your business and you weren't even aware of it. Because see, no, Google's driving people to give reviews, but they're not driving education to the businesses to learn how to set this up.
Right.
So it's a real gap here, but also a real opportunity for the real local owned businesses to have a competitive advantage and make a difference in their town.
Certainly, especially even just here in the Triangle, we got a lot of folks that yesterday Google announced that they're going to be partnering up in Durham to take and actually enhance the startup community, in Durham and throughout the Triangle. But even more important there for local businesses to get their stuff on Google. So it's a no-brainer. It doesn't take that much time. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. So spend the time to do it.
Yeah,
especially because the benefits definitely outweigh the cost.
Yeah, and also if you go to a business that you like, especially a local business or local owned or smaller business you like, take the moment to sign in, and you need a Google Plus account, and give a positive review to that business, or give a review that they'll understand. Maybe put a photo on there that's the best one you can do to get going, and that's a way to be a good citizen as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and keep in mind, you can do that from your phone.
Yep.
So while you're eating, if you hate the food, you want to give them a 1-star rating or something like that, go ahead and do that. But if you love it and the service is awesome and you know, an awesome waiter or something like that, you want to give them a 4.5 or 5, you can do that right from your phone right now.
Yeah, and this is key. So we really wanted to make sure you're aware of it. Get on the maps.
Yes.
Get on the maps.
Get on the map. So in light of that, I do, we knew we were doing this episode, so I figured I'd go out there and try and find a tip for people who are using Google Maps, or definitely, for those who are kind of looking for things to do in their local area. So I want you to check out, this is a very little known, maybe you guys know it, but a little known app that Google owns called Schemer.
Uh-huh.
And have you heard of this?
No, but I heard of Field Trip. I bet you haven't heard of it. Okay. So that's another one. But
this is owned by Google. Uh-huh. And you can connect and actually sign up and create an account using your Google Plus account.
Uh-huh.
And you can either discover schemes to do in your local area, such as, you go out and check out these restaurants, or there's an event coming up, or just something to do in the local area. And you can also create your own and create and share your own schemes. So let's think about this from a user standpoint. If you're looking for something fun to do with a family or something like that, this might be a good app to go and check out. But if you're a business, why would you not want to do something like this and something put out your fun. Own schemes? Hey, yeah. You got something fun coming up? Yeah. You know, then, for example, Raleigh this weekend is actually having a bluegrass festival, mm-hmm. right? So it's all weekend. So local businesses in the area could be using this app. And for all those visitors that are coming out to, you're looking at 60,000 visitors here in downtown Raleigh, and I'll be at home. But it's a lot of people for me. But they can put out these schemes, these restaurants or business locations could put out these schemes for what to do while people are in town. And one of them should be visiting your business.
That sounds good. And one more thing I want to make sure is when you get on these maps, don't now just get your friends and family to give reviews, and also make sure that your marketing company isn't gaming the system for reviews. You know about the lawsuits going on in New York, mm-hmm. where basically people are getting smarter. And I just went to get a car worked on in a place, I won't mention the dealership, and they had large page reviews written by individuals who wrote no other reviews. And then the complaints where they said you'd be badly upsell mm-hmm. were by people who also wrote other reviews.
Yeah.
What do you think that's going to do? Their business is actually, their marketing company's damaging their brand because they don't realize they're saying, oh, we'll clean that up for you. Yeah. Don't worry about it. And they're gaming the system. And this is something that's hard to clean up they've done it.
Do us a favor. If you're doing stuff like that, stop listening to the show. Seriously, because we're not going to suggest it. We don't want to. We don't want that. So, people have enough intelligence, hopefully, to take a look at a review and understand what is fake and what is real. And if you have, if you're trying to get fake reviews on yourself, stop listening to the show.
Yeah.
But that being said, going back to the Schemer app, that is an opportunity for you to take and organically grow your business. Use something
free.
And
these are fun, legitimate.
It's fun,
not
legitimate things.
Real
yeah.
schemes.
So go right, exactly. So, you know, sketchy name, but actually a really cool app. So it's an app that's available on Android. Go to schemer.com, schemer.com. I'll put a link on the post with us so that way you can go out and check that out. So.
And a note for people going, well, then how do I get good reviews? Just listen for raving fans and make it easy for them to find it. And number one, make sure you got pictures and content on there so they'll want to give a review.
Yeah, and then, you know, also thank the folks for giving you good reviews, too, especially if they write something down and invite them back to the store and say thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
However you want to do it.
You don't need an incentive or anything else.
Exactly.
Well, look forward to hearing your views and also your comments. We'll keep leaving your comments and what other content you want. This is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer, and you've been listening to Linking to Sales, using social media to support the sales cycle.